Thank
this
you.
Is Serene.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
Serene.
Okay. So we don't have any information about what the task force has been doing, what the status is of the programming that they've been coordinating. The call went out in English and Spanish on WBAI, and I'm assuming the same cards were played or similar cards were played in other listening areas.
No. Not to my knowledge. Yes, I take your tea.
My point is, I don't understand why we don't know what the status is. So what exactly are we discussing as opposed to asking the task force, you know, to let us know where they are, where things stand? It's not KPFK acting as the gatekeeper. At the time that this reference about doing it through KPFK came up, it is because that manager was willing to advance, to make funds available.
Sabrina, for Zach, actually, please.
That manager was willing.
Go ahead. Finish the
point of information.
That manager was...
Okay, what?
No, Nancy,
okay.
Let me speak. Jesus.
Wait, yes, Serene has the floor, and then later we'll have a question from Nancy, and then Sabrina will be called in. Just finish, Serene. Proceed.
This is, like as I said, it was 2004, 2007, it was a long time ago. The manager at that time was willing to provide the funds in order to get the work done, because it was a daily newscast that required payment. There were expenses associated with it. In fact, it wasn't even payment in terms of staff, because the person who I believe was then working as the news director was not charging, was not being paid to do the Spanish language cast, but the work to do it. And there was a commitment from someone who was then on the PNB, who's now on this committee call, to actually raise funds, you know, to carry going forward.
And
that never happened. Spanish language programming has gotten... I'm speaking. Someone needs to mute. Spanish language programming has not been dealt with well at Pacifica. But again, before we get territorial and decide who's going to vet this and who's going to try to control that, that's not the intent and that's not the spirit of the calls that I was on with the task force, which was open to everyone at each of the stations. You know,
okay,
so if there's
you.
Spanish All language right. programming folks at KPFA who don't know about this or unaware of this, then we should make sure to plug them in.
All right.
Mr. Chair, Eric, go to the stack after Sabrina, if I may.
All right. Nancy had a question. Point of information.
Yes, about Serene's motion, or shall I offer a wording of it? But first, my understanding is that the Spanish Language Task Force answers to the PNB, not to this committee. And if we're asking, if we're recommending, this committee is recommending that the Spanish Language Task Force give an update report to the PNB, and as a courtesy, if possible, to the PNB Programming Committee, because we're interested, I think that will take up less time. I don't like us doing this, this should have been in a report by the task force, and then why don't we do that? I mean, that's all.
Okay, thanks. All right, that wasn't really a point of information. Sabrina was asked.
Okay, as far as the reports are concerned, as far as the task force is concerned, to address your kind of sort of question, Nancy, there's nothing that's recorded with the task force. If you go to kpftx.org, there's nothing there. They're not recorded. There's no one taking notes, as far as I know. So we can ask or require that happen. And as far as what Serene had to say, there's no animosity. It's not like I'm, upset or angry or what have you. And I don't know what happened in 2004, but I do care about what's happening right now. And it was my understanding, after being on the teleconference calls since I've been on the task force and to join the board in January of this year, that was the plan, was to have it filtered through KPFK. I don't care where it's coming from. I just want to make sure that each station's Latino community is being respected. Period. That's all. And there was Rodrigo was very, very adamant when Eric and I were on that call saying that, yeah, it's going to come through KPFK, but we're going to do it through KPFK.
So I have a problem with it.
I'm going to make a point of
order. Hold on. I still have the floor. Please.
I'm sorry.
I'm almost done. Two seconds.
This is the chair. Okay. Finish your thought. But I don't think this is pertinent to what we're discussing. I think that's the business of the task force. So
I'm just trying to clarify. The point is clarity for Serene and whoever else is listening. That's all. That's I just wanted to reiterate my point. Moving forward.
Mr. Chair.
That's all I want to do. Just want to make sure that everybody is respected.
Okay.
That's it.
Mr. Chair.
Respect is good.
Great point of information.
I'm sorry. Eric was next. I called him myself, which I still have a point to make, and then we'll take the point of information.
Yeah, I think that there seems to be two different things going on here. Serene mentioned the cards. Those cards, if I'm understanding completely, those are going on the air asking for collectives to be developed. Sabrina and I were alluding to this motion that actually came up that said, production, as you said, would take place in Los Angeles and the other stations would make contributions. But the thing about the cards on there right now, that's something totally separate.
I have never heard of cards, so I don't know what to talk about.
They're going on the PSAs. Yeah. I guess I just should have said PSAs.
Okay, cards, PSAs, yeah.
Serene, what was the point of information when possible?
I'm sorry. Okay. Was it Nancy that also had a point of information before you?
No, I was just
responding. Okay, Serene, go ahead. And then I'm calling myself.
Two questions.
Back to the stack, please.
Okay, Ron, I hear you.
Two questions. One is to Sabrina. Will be allowed. What did you say? It's being funneled, or what's the term you used about how it's being handled?
Filtered.
What's being handled?
Filtered. Okay, so what do you mean by filtered? What does that mean? Or what do you mean, let me say that?
Filtered, as far as we're providing content, I mean, this is based loosely on a loose protocol that was described to me or to us via Rodrigo and his collective. So it would go through KPFK. I'm assuming it would go through some type of, this is good, this isn't good, and picking and choosing what they want to put on and whatnot. So instead of that decision being made through us, we would just provide content. There was nothing that was thoroughly sussed out or there wasn't anything definitive set as far as how the protocol would work. It was just my understanding loosely that we would be providing content. Each station would provide content, and then it would go through or come out of KPFK.
Okay.
So that means that it would go through or come out of that collective. Is that just...
You had a second question, Serene?
I'm over here.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Ron, you're on the stack after me, but Serene still has a question.
Okay, one second. Here's my second question. What was your response to you and Eric, who I guess were on the call when this was said? What was your response to the task force when this was said?
If I remember correctly, I said, I don't know if that's going to work. And then that was it.
Okay. All right. I'm calling on myself, and I know Ron is next. So here's the thing. I raised this motion because it was something that was passed out of PN a long time ago. Apparently, there has been some discussion on the task force about the question of a national newscast. Is that what you're saying, Sabrina?
I'm sorry, say that part again, the last part.
You're saying that there has been some discussion on the task force of a national Spanish language newscast. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the... That was the basic element of the report that I want to understand. So there is discussion in the task force about that. I think that's the appropriate place for that discussion. And that discussion should proceed there. And at some point, the task force will report to the PNB or to whoever else about
that. Okay, can we?
And so what I explained when I introduced the motion is that I was not privy to what the task force was doing. My motion, I'm fine to suspend. Awaiting further discussion of the task force about how to proceed with the question of a national newscast, because my previous understanding was the task force is working on the question of implementing the additional hours on each station.
Mm-hmm.
And the PSAs was about generating content for each station locally for its hours of Spanish programming. So if there is a discussion going on in the Spanish language task force about a national either news or public affairs show in Spanish that would be, you know, syndicated throughout the network and so on, I think that's great, and the task force should proceed with its business on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to discuss it further on this committee.
Point of information, Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Although
Ron is still waiting on the stack line.
Yeah, I understand this is task force has not been archived, because I wanted to listen to it. It never was.
Yeah, that's what I said that already.
But I want, it's Serene's motion that the PMB Programming Committee recommend that the Spanish Language Task Force give a written updated report to the PMB and a copy to the our committee. It's not, you know, they're supposed to answer to the PMB, not to us. But we of course, are interested. So can we do that? I mean, that's all started this with Serene's motion. Unless you've got a
I was trying to suggest as chair that the business of what the task force is doing is the task force's business at this point. If there is a motion, somebody should write it and send it and read it, and then we can proceed on that. For now, I'm going to call on Ron, who's been waiting patiently.
Thank you. Two things. Number one, the idea that the task force provide a report to the PMB, you know, that's more than appropriate. You know, that's necessary at this juncture. If they are considering, I mean, just so that we'll know, you know, everything that's being considered. We don't want to report talking about what they have decided. We want, you know, we want to report based on what they're considering. The other thing is this. Money does come into this because at W, for example, we don't have the funds to hire a producer to, you know, manage this content and things like that. You know, we're going to have to rely on volunteers. That was one of the issues that we had to confront in putting our effort together. We can't pay anybody. Now, and it will become necessary to coordinate and put all this stuff together and put it out in some type of cohesive manner. You're going to have paid producers to do that. So filtering through KPFK is one thing. You know, if it's a logistical issue, you know, based on what can be done to get it moving, then I don't want to taint it by saying, you know, it's filtered, because we can control that. We can control what, you know, what the final outcome is, but we can't control the finances of these stations and their ability to hire anybody to do this themselves. So they're going to have to rely on volunteers. And so all I'm saying is that, you know, money is an issue here. I'd like to see the report of the task force. Our concerns should be relayed to the task force. And then they can provide, you know, answers to our concerns in their report.
Just as information, none of the Spanish language programmers at KPFK are unpaid staff. They're all unpaid, including the half-hour daily Spanish language newscast that we do run. They're all unpaid staff members. There's nobody who's paid at KPFK to produce Spanish language programming. I'm going to make a motion. I don't know if anybody, because I don't have access. My motion is that the programming committee recommend to the PNB that it request an update from the Spanish language programming task force regarding its deliberations and discussions.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the motion? I'm sorry.
Yeah. My motion was that the programming committee recommend to the PNB that it request a report from the Spanish Language Task Force regarding its discussion and deliberation.
This is Serene.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
And please correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe if I had a motion on the floor, what happened to my motion?
I didn't understand you to have made a motion. What was your motion?
I made a motion to which Eric responded, and then we went to talk about other things with regard to the
Okay, repeat your motion.
I'm hoping Nancy can do that as I'm driving.
Okay.
Did not
okay.
Be down.
Be careful. Be careful.
Watch out! Watch out! There's a car.
Tell the other guy.
All right,
Eric, you're in trouble.
Nancy, can you restate what Serene's motion was?
I'm sorry. Okay. That's what I tried to say before, Rob. Maybe I talked too fast. I'm sorry. The PNB Programming Committee, this is a possible motion. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that it request an updated report.
Okay.
Shall I say updated written report of the Spanish Language Task Force?
I'm sorry. Is that my motion
Well, it's almost the same thing. I mean, you said something to that effect, and he's saying almost the same thing. So,
no, my, I did not ask the PNB to do anything. My motion did not ask the PNB
anything. No.
Serene, can you say what you think your motion was?
Yeah, please.
I was trying to make sure who remembers, but
right,
I think it was along the lines that the pro tem chair would contact the Spanish Language Task Force, asking them to provide us with an update of the work they've been doing. I mean, we could send it to the PNB. We could suggest that it go to the PNB, except I actually wanted to get it done sooner rather than later. And that's why I thought we could just communicate directly.
Okay, so just to try to focus on the discussion, and you'll get the point of interest. So the question is, do we want this committee to send something to the task force, or do we want to send them to the PNB? And then the point of information, was that Eric?
Yeah, please, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, someone pointed out earlier, I'm not sure who it was, that this task force reports directly to the PNB, and I'm not insensitive to the programming committee being involved, but it sounds like we're saying we're putting a motion on the floor to the PNB to ask the task force to report to the programming committee. Is that in fact what's happening?
No.
No, Brian, you want to speak?
For a report to be given to the PND and shared with the programming committee.
The PND
would be the primary recipient. As programming committee, we ask that the information be, you know, that we be included on the information. That's all. That's the
difference. Okay, Serene. Mm-hmm.
So you just want to be
clear?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is your motion a substitute to mine? Because I'm not asking for anything to go to the PNB. I figure when the task force has something it wants to tell the PNB, it'll tell it. My motion was to simply ask them, and there's several of us who are on the task force, I think, at least two or three of us are on the task force, who could ask that question at their meeting on Saturday. Or you, as pro tem chair, can write to certainly... Adriana's on it, and she's a fellow PNB sister, okay? And I don't know who else is on it, but that's my motion. If your motion is to go through the PNB, then yours must be a substitute to mine, which is fine, of course. I just want us to be clear.
I'd like to second Serene's motion, by the way.
Okay, we don't need seconds on committee. So Serene's motion was just for this committee to request from the task force a report on its deliberations. I can't remember exactly. Is that
update? What are they doing? What's up?
Update. Okay, update. Not being too much for Robert's rules, so I'm trying to get a sense of the body. Is do people want this to be something that goes to the PNB to request from the task force? Do people want a report to the PNB from the task force? Do people want us to just ask the task force for an update? That's kind of what's under consideration. Could people speak to that question? Yeah, I don't really care about motions.
Okay, Eric, to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
If I'm understanding Serene correctly, Serene, you're essentially saying that you're asking that the task force then report to this program committee. Is that correct?
I'm asking you.
We'll call it an update or whatever. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, that's precisely the point, because I think how we approach it makes all the difference. Right?
Agreed.
So we can either pass a motion. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I'm saying we can either pass a motion that goes to the PNB, that says to the PNB, please ask the task force to tell us what's happening, us and them. Or we can pass a motion that says, to Michael, please send an email or make a phone call. I don't care. Let's just ask someone to tell us what's happening. In which case, you know, they meet on Saturdays. They can decide if they want someone to come to our next meeting with a suggestion, you know, with an update where we can actually engage the person, or whether they want to write a letter. Do we want to get it done? Or how soon? Let me say this. How soon do we want to get it done? I think that's the question.
That's the question. That is the question. And I was just going to say, if we're talking about creating another layer here. If we want to send it to the PNB, and then have them to report. So I'm just saying, streamline the process. We're not challenging, you know, PNB authority. All we're asking for is information. They're not reporting to us. They're just providing information to us.
Sabrina, to the stack, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with you completely, Serene. That's exactly what needs to happen. We need to get information from the task force, directly from the task force, the folks that are on it every week. So, what's the best way to approach that, then? Anybody can answer. What is the best?
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Ron, Eric, you both are saying keep it simple, and just have them just talk to us and join us on the programming committee. Is that correct?
Hang on, Sabrina. Eric was recognized to speak, so let him go ahead and say what he thinks.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm from the Midwest, and we just have a habit of simplifying things. I mean, unless there's something that has to be very, very formal, one or two or both things can be done. Rodrigo is the chair of the task force. He can join us on this next call if you like, or the chair of this programming committee, I guess it's Mike. You can simply, I don't say you can, I'm not telling you what to do. Just simply contact him and ask him for something, or he can join us on the call. I mean, rather than sending letters to the White House and then to the Pentagon and then to Congress.
Okay, so.
Point of information.
We're going to get an answer there.
A point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, can we, the PNB Programming Committee recommends that the pro tem chair ask the Spanish language task force to give a written, updated report. If it's written, then we won't have to spend a lot of time. We'll just be able to read it, and we won't have, you know, long, lengthy, whatever.
This is Serene.
Is that what Serene wants?
Good, Serene.
So I would want to change two things that I've heard. Eric, I would, responding to what Eric said, Rodrigo is a great guy. However, he may not be available on the night that we're meeting. And I actually, well, let me do Nancy first, which is, I think a written update is fine, but I think even better if they choose to respond that way would be one or two people who can actually talk to us and answer questions that we might have to the best of their ability, right? Because, you know, a report, unless it's like super comprehensive, is not going to answer every question that someone has. So I think if someone's available to talk with us, that's great. But they can also choose to write it. We just ask them for a report. How they want to deliver it is their business. And I also think who they want to deliver it is their business. So It may or may not be Rodrigo. I don't think it should be Michael calls Rodrigo and say, we need to know. I think he can contact either, as I said, Director Casaneda is on that committee. Mm-hmm. And Rodrigo, of course, this has been his passion and his work for a long time, trying to get, you know, more progressive Spanish language programming on, because apparently there are lots of stations pushing programming in Spanish, but a lot of it is not respectful of the intellect of the people they're speaking to. And hopefully our programming, you know, wouldn't have that problem. So that's what I want to suggest we do. We ask them how. We ask them for the information, and they decide who and how.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
Have you had an opportunity to listen to the programming, Serene, coming out of Washington?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
No, I just heard something you just said, you know.
I don't think she was talking about Pacifica programming.
No. Well, one, I wasn't talking about Pacifica programming. I was talking about Univision, Telemundo, just like and every other radio station in New York, you know, a lot of Spanish language programming, how much of it is useful or intelligent to the community. And this is based on the reportage of people I know who are fluent. I am not. So I would not attempt to gauge the quality of Pacifica Spanish language program to a particular question.
No, I think that station...
I'm sorry?
We've already begun the rollout in Washington. It seems like you were hoping something would be of a very the nature of the program would be of something exceptional or something. I can't remember the phrase.
I'm going to caution you to not comment on station programming on a public stream. We're not the program evaluation committee.
No, I think there's just a miscommunication. You made a comment about Spanish language programming, but you were not talking about Spanish language programming on Pacifica or any of Pacifica stations. You're referring to commercial media broadcasting in Spanish. So I think that's clear. Could I get a sense of the body? I think what people are generally inclined towards is that as chair pro tem of the committee, I could communicate with the task force and tell them that we're interested in learning from them about their updating their current discussions, deliberations, and if they if they could share some of that with us as a committee, and however they would like to do that.
Mr. Chair, there are two members of the task force currently on this call.
I'm sorry, what's best?
I said that currently there are two members of the Spanish language task force.
Yes, I said
on
that.
This conference call.
That's what I thought we were doing this time. I thought last time you, as members of the task force, were going to go back to the task force and bring back a report, but that apparently didn't exactly happen. So
I don't recall being asked for a report, but I'm saying Sabrina's on the call. I'm on the call. If you can just relay your concerns here by email, electronically, otherwise, and then specific questions that you have, I think it's
not
just a task force. I think we're more than capable of coming back and making this report.
Point of order.
Okay, Sabrina, what's your point of order?
Okay. That's a different motion. We already have two motions on the floor. we are discussing my original motion. I guess maybe we can take one more. My original motion, Michael's substitute, and then I amended my motion. I don't know how much further we can go, but I mean, why we change? Okay.
I have a motion to table.
All right, a motion to table is always in order and is not debatable. I was trying to avoid all the parliamentary procedure. I'm sorry. So we'll just go to a vote on the motion to table. Nancy, could you call the roll on the motion to table?
Okay, just a minute. Let me put that. And I'm sorry, Michael?
Yeah.
If this passes, that tables the original motion and all amendments.
And yes, that's right. That's really correct.
Okay.
We will table the whole issue.
Okay. So yes means to table this motion and the other motions, and no means not to. Let's see. Jonathan cannot hear you. Christian cannot hear you. Michael?
I'll pass.
I'll pass. Okay. KPFA, Sabrina?
Yes. Yay.
Sabrina, yes. TM Shrugs? Oh, he's off. I'm sorry. Serene? BAI?
No to tabling.
Okay, no to table. Serene, no. John's not here. Okay. KPFT, Nancy? Nancy, I'm going to pass. B? Benicia? Benicia, can I hear you? Teresa?
Alan says yes.
Alan says yes. WPFW, Ron?
No.
Ron votes no. Eric?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Lewis Wolf, I cannot hear you. Okay, Efia? Nwanganza, I cannot hear you. I got everybody, didn't I?
Call Jim.
Yeah. Okay, Jim. Sorry, I'm sorry. Jim.
Jim says no.
Jim says no. Okay, no to table. Is there anybody I didn't call? I think I got everybody. Okay.
Too much passed.
Yeah, go back to passing. Nancy votes yes. Michael, do you want me to count it first?
I'm just going to abstain.
Okay, we have four yeses and one, two, three. Okay, let me go again. Yeses, Sabrina, one, yes, and what's this? Nancy, Cyber, myself, yes, and Teresa Allen, yes, and Eric, yes, to table. That's four. Okay, and then those were Serene, no, and Jim Brown, no, and Ron Pinchback, no. That's three no's. So four, three, and one abstention. So,
okay, so yeah. That's tabled. I believe the next thing on the agenda was a regular schedule for these meetings and the next meeting. Is that right? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, I think so.
Any proposals on a regular schedule? I can't look at the KPSDX calendar either, so if somebody can do that.
Is it too late to change or vote?
Yes. I would propose third Thursdays, unless it's in use. I can't check the calendar either. Can someone see if somebody else has snatched that up?
You're proposing Thursday. What did you say? I couldn't hear.
Third Thursday.
Third Thursday. That's not very convenient for me, but if it's the only thing we can come up with, I can try to live with it.
I did have an alternate suggestion.
Is that possible for Mr. Pinchback? I think he said only the fourth Monday he could do.
No, I can. I have some flexibility there. The third Thursday, hey.
You said they're good?
The third Thursday of each month is okay for me.
And this is for regular meetings we aim for?
Yeah, a monthly meeting.
You know what? I just thought about something. Sometimes we have our PNB meetings.
PNB, yeah, that's
one of the other. That's going to be the
crime. Stop that.
Yeah.
Then why don't we switch to fourth Monday if we have a PNB meeting on the 16th? I mean, because don't worry about me, because I can go early to the Green Party and then slip out, and they don't need me all the time. Just need me for a vote. So
Monday works for Ron.
Fourth Monday, is that what people are now discussing?
This is Alan. May I weigh in?
Please.
I thought having a meeting tonight, Thursday, was a good thing, and I would like to, if the PNB doesn't hold these meetings, the PNB seems to be only meeting once a month lately. If the PNB is not having a meeting on the third Thursday, I suggest that we say yes. And if the PNB preempts us, then we should move it back to the fourth or the fifth.
Fourth or fifth what?
Thursday, if the PNB takes the third Thursday.
Oh. Fourth Thursday is out for me.
I see.
Yes, that's difficult for me, too. So what about the third Thursday or the fourth Monday? In other words, the third Thursday, if the PNB does not meet, and if the PNB schedules a meeting on the third Thursday, we would take the fourth Monday?
That sounds fair.
That works for me.
Okay. Serene, go ahead.
I want us to choose a date and make it that date, because that means that people can't make a long-term commitment. In any given month, the PNB might preempt. So if folks want to steer clear of Thursday, which makes sense for that reason, that's fine. But I want it to be one date, not if only and, but, you know, I can't.
Yeah, it does get a little hairy.
All right, could people do the fourth Monday?
I would prefer Thursdays.
Well, then that's what you prefer. I ask, could you do it?
I'm good.
You're okay with the fourth Monday? Do people want to do that this month, or just wait till the fourth
when
Monday?
When would that be? In like a week and a half?
Something like that. I don't have a calendar in front of me either.
What, for the fourth Monday?
Yeah, if we go for the fourth Monday, I'm asking, do we want to do the fourth Monday in June, or just wait till the fourth Monday in July?
Well, when's the next PNB meeting scheduled? They've already scheduled their July meeting, correct?
It's the first
one. There was some discussion in the PNB about trying to have a special meeting. I don't know what happened to that. I wasn't online today at all.
The next regular PNB meeting is the first Wednesday, whatever date that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to recommend that we reconvene that fourth Monday in June, so we can get updates on the task force, the elections task force, and the
response to the motion,
right? And mm-hmm. the Linkers, our task force.
Yeah.
Is there enough time if it's only a week and a half away?
Yeah, we're meeting next.
How's the fourth Monday a week and a half away? Today's is
tonight. Are you saying June or July?
2.5 weeks away.
June. Okay. So, all right, we're having a second meeting in June. That's what I hear. Are people okay with that? I think that's like the 28th or something. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead.
There was one Spanish point, but we jumped into Spanish language task force conversation of the motions that were passed and not done, and one of them was to remind the GMs either through the IED or probably to ask the IED to remind the GMs about their monthly required by their job description report to the listeners in which half the time is allowed for callers. And can we kind of do the same thing what we did about the, the programming process, the reports from the GMs? Can we?
Yeah, is that a motion that was previously passed by the PNB?
No, it's waiting. We passed it. Yeah, we passed it, but it didn't get, it's stacked up. You know, PNB work is stacked up, but we did pass
okay.
it.
Okay, well, I think we should leave it aside then.
Nancy?
Huh?
If you will resend them to me, I will send them to the PNB. So I don't think they ever got to the PNB.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Okay, going back to the question of the next meeting, are people okay with a meeting on the 4th Monday in June, at which time we will get, hopefully, we will have some response from a letter to the IED reminding the general manager to need a report on how they are currently handling programming changes, et cetera, et cetera, and a report from the elections, governmental elections task force about national programming. A question is, are we okay with a meeting on the 4th Monday in June? And if so, can somebody say what that date is? Because I don't have a calendar.
That was agreed upon, and we don't have to determine now what we will have then. Nobody disagreed with the final thing. We should adjourn.
27.
27th?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? It's the 27th? Okay. So we'll put that on KPSTX, and that will be our next meeting, and successively thereafter the 4th Monday in the month. And I think that's our business. Is that right?
Point of information, Michael.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure you understood me. The motion that we passed in the program committee was that we asked we asked the IED to remind the GMs about their monthly
report. Yes, I understood you, but I asked, did that ever go to the PNB? The answer was no, and my recommendation is that it hasn't gone to the PNB, that we not incorporate it.
Go to the PNB.
Well, this is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I don't see that we need, I don't know that we necessarily need to ask the PNB, but I guess it's a good practice for committees to run some things by the PNB. So we should just send the motion on then. I mean, I thought we discussed that like 3 minutes ago, no?
No, that was about the programming process report.
I'm having deja vu by myself.
No, Nancy, I'm sorry. My response to your proposal that I add the question of the IED telling the GMs to do their report to the listener monthly is that I would prefer that that be done by the PNB, not by this committee. And so if it hasn't been done by the PNB yet, I think it should be. I don't think the committee should go around instructing the management.
We were just asking the IED to remind the GMs of their responsibility. We were trying to bypass the PNB because they have so much work to do. And since she talked to them,
It's okay. We'll get the programming committee report on the PNB agenda, and they'll be able to join us in saying, yes, guys, remember.
Okay, so we need to rewrite this motion, and that'll be for next time on the agenda then.
Rewrite what motion?
The motion has passed this committee, so I think
ask the IED to remind the GMs about their monthly reports. So it was bypassing the PNB. So if this committee wants us to recommend to the PNB to recommend to the IED to tell the GMs,
So moved. I move it on Nancy's behalf.
Okay, I'll rewrite it then.
All right.
No. We've just rewritten it.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Unless there's an objection.
All right. Without objection, right? Okay.
Okay. I'll
all right. Listen. So I think we're ready to adjourn. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Everybody, good night.
Mike, have a good trip.
Michael's motion is still tabled.
Why was it, Matthew?
It was a well-written one about, you know, the documentaries, the audiovisual documentaries and everything. We tabled that last month.
Right, and it's still tabled. We need to try to get the old one through.